I was going to ask you. You mentioned Mike Nichols. You mentioned Don Rutherford. Other rugby heroes during that the long time you've been watching.
As already mentioned, my two main heroes would be Don Rutherford and Mike Nichols. Mike as the best captain ever in this club. I also admired Chris Williams, the RAF guy at outside half. I thought Chris was a delight. I'm always interested in the goal kickers because I consider goal kickers win more matches than they lose. And it's been wonderful having someone as consistent as Greg Laidlaw. But I also bracket the likes of Eric Stevens, Peter Butler, Ludo Mercier in great kickers I've seen at Gloucester. And you two gentlemen will remember Eric. He didn't need a minute to take a conversion. He needed about 5 seconds. Slap it down on the mud, kick it, and away we went. And but wonderful. Peter Butler was probably the first great kicker I saw Gloucester have. Don Rutherford was good. And Ludo, of course, was excellent. I think we also mentioned Steve Boyle in the second row and his ability to score off of 5 metre tap penalties. Mm. A skill that isn't used these days, and I sometimes wonder, do the laws allow a burly second rower to take a 30 metre run up to take the ball before charging over? I do not know, but that was always a sight to behold. And people will always talk about the Mike Teagues, the John Gadds. But like many others, I'm now talking about players of a while back.
Yes.
I'm not talking about, with the exception of Greg Laidlaw's kicking, today's players. So from in recent years, the only one I would put that could match any of those I have mentioned would have been James Simpson Daniel, who I think was a joy to watch. The only one who excites me with similar moves, of course, in the present day is Johnny May. I think he is a freak of nature as far as rugby is concerned. Can be out of the game for 70 minutes and then all of a sudden he produces something magnificent, as he did for England against New Zealand with that superb try. But whilst I am contradicting myself somewhat in saying earlier I said I wouldn't be able to see the great world players that I see today without professionalism, I must admit that most of the players that rest in my memory are from 30 years or so ago.
More modern players, James Forrester, of course, is
tragedy that he suffered the injury he did. Of course, we were probably all at Ashton Gate on the day that it happened. Fabulous player, along with James Simpson Daniel, Ollie Morgan. Didn't have the years that they should have had.
No. That was a great side, wasn't it, really, in the early 2000s. All those young players coming in. Marcel Garvey, in his early days, was another tremendous young player.
Absolutely, and what did we have on 1 year? We had the likes of when Delalio was turned inside out by Simpson Daniel. We had, Ryan Lamb, Allen in the centre, James Simpson Daniel. We had the backs. And those were exciting days. But the one thing we need to remember when we remember the James Simpson Daniel try against Wasps, we still lost the game here at King's Home. And that's happened far too often since, 2003, 2004. We've never quite been the same team. The answer to which, I do not know.
No.
Ollie Azam during that time as well.
Another great character to talk to as well. Ollie, I remember saying to him that it was quite amazing how often a moor would break up and one of their players was still on the ground and Ollie was the last to get up, and I would say, nothing to do with you, of course, Ollie, and he looked at me and in his normal French way he denied it was anything to do with him. But I think Ollie policed the game himself, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful player.
Yeah.
But again, not someone who would rank in my top five. But a wonderful man.
One or two players have made almost cameo appearances, haven't they, who truly great players, like Ian Jones. I mean, not long enough perhaps for one to say he was a great Gloucester player, but he was certainly a great player who played for Gloucester.
It was a privilege to have him here. And again, and we've had a lot of big names here, but Ian Jones played, to use this awful expression, for the badge, didn't he? He wanted to do it for Gloucester.
That was wonderful for us to see that.
Yes, I can think of one or two players who will remain nameless at this stage. Who've not put anything in for Gloucester. But I'm pleased to say that our present crop of Southern Hemisphere players all seem to want to put it in for Gloucester. Which is again adds to the total mystery of why we are so unsuccessful.
Yes.
Yeah. But Ian Jones, yes. I think he loved it here as well.
Yeah.
And one of the last Gloucester-born players, Andy Hazel.
You know he got his England caps, but he could have had many, many more. But again, someone that wherever you cut him, it read Gloucester. And great player. Again, doesn't make my top five, but that doesn't make him an outstanding player.
Yeah. And good old Gloucester player, Andy Deacon.
Oh, Deeks, yeah. And nice to see the likes of Deke still around the club. I think it's wonderful seeing the ex-players, I shouldn't call them old players, let's call them ex-players, still around the club. And I'm sure you guys have done it, but their opinions on today's game must be well worth listening to. I know the game has changed, the laws have changed, and therefore the game has changed. But I think their opinions are still worth a lot. And that's why I enjoy reading Deeks' bit in The Citizen, Peter Butler in The Citizen.
Yeah.
They talk a lot
Keith
of sense.
Richardson. Keith Richardson.
Yeah, Keith.
Very, very good articles, Keith Richardson.
Yeah, and they talk a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yes. One thing, we talk about, the changes in professional rugby. Law changes and attitude changes. When we all first started watching rugby, one of the real skills of the game was hooking, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And what happens there?
Well, we may be in accord, but I do not understand why we put it in crookedly.
No. Well, perhaps we have to. Because nobody's striking for the ball.
But I don't. But if it's a lost art, it's a lost art. But you'll never regain it unless you do it.
No.
There is no attempt to disguise the fact it's going behind the hooker's feet now.
No.
So why not have a rugby league set up where nobody pushes? We wouldn't have all these crashing to the ground of the scrum, the reset after reset. If a team loses the ball on their own feed, well, they're pretty poor. I see no sense in allowing scrum halves to feed crookedly.
No
sense at all.
But I say it over and over, the law says you do not push before the ball goes in. So why do they let them come together hard and then it's a wrestling match long before the ball goes in? the referees should just make them lean on, and then signal when the ball goes in, and you can push then.
Yeah, if there is one thing that will stop people staying watching rugby or starting to watch rugby, it's these ridiculous scrums.
Yeah.
And I don't remember going back 40 years this being the problem.
No, it wasn't.
Don't remember it at all. But again, aren't we coming with this magical health and safety bit again? I can't imagine Mike Burton, Phil Blakeway and the likes thinking much of today's scrum. And it is, I won't say it's ruining the game, but it's certainly stopping its development.
Yeah.
And it's guesswork by the referees in many occasions. Mm.